Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's talk about the Melbourne Cup.
It's Master of Reality. Vow and Declare up on the inside. Vow and Declare, Prince of Erin is lifting late with El Paradiso. Master of Reality just in front. Vow and Declare kicks. Vow and Declare's won it for Australia. They're on top of the world. Beats Prince of Erin, El Paradiso in a photo finish, and Master of Reality, a classic cup. Behind them, Mare de Glace.
What a finish. What a race it was. No pace, no tempo, but didn't it develop down the straight? Master of Reality. It looked like Frankie was going to create his piece of history to win the first Melbourne Cup, but it comes to Australia. It stays in Australia. There were three against 21, and Danny O'Brien right now is on the top of the world, the trainer of Vow and Declare, and he's got a few minutes to spare right now. Congratulations, Danny.
Thanks, Andrew.
Has it been everything that you expected the last 12 hours or so?
It's been very hectic, but yeah, good hectic. But no, back into the stables this morning, which is nice. Get back to normal, and we've got the cup with us, so it's very satisfying.
It is. Take us through the emotions of the race yesterday, Danny, particularly, I guess, the last... Let's talk about the start. I mean, it was extraordinary for most of us that Craig decided to go forward on Vow and Declare.
Yeah, well, he didn't have any set play there, but we sort of thought we'd be midfield or beyond. But he went with the horse. You know, the horse began well. He was rolling down the straight the first time in a good rhythm, and ultimately the horses inside him weren't showing much speed. So, yeah, Craig's a pretty bold jockey, and he's prepared to make moves like that. And he crossed and led on the way out of the straight, and then one came around him, and all of a sudden he was box seat in a slowly run cup. So it was a master stroke and probably the winning move.
It probably was the winning move in the end. Around the bend, he looked under pressure, but, gee, with everything unfolding, this horse just dug in with his big heart.
Yeah, he's done that a couple of times in races, been headed and come back up inside other horses, which is very rare in racehorses. And he did it again yesterday. He was clearly headed in the last 200 metres, and you know, even inside the last 50, he was a neck behind, and he's just surged and put his head out right on the line.
Danny, last night you obviously had the after celebration party and the like, but you go home and you wake up this morning, and I know you've got the Oaks contender tomorrow, but you wake up this morning, I don't know whether you had your cup near you or you slept with it or whatever, Danny, but what was it like when you woke this morning?
Yeah, it was good to see it was there, then it actually happened. But yeah, no, it's incredible actually that the cup last night. We had a lot of family and friends there and little kids, and everyone just gets a bit giddy when they get around the actual trophy and get photographed, and it certainly has a real special effect on people.
There was no white gloves last night, I'm tipping.
No, it certainly didn't get the white glove treatment last night.
Danny, you come to work this morning and you do your business and like, mate, but just the Flemington base there, you know, the regular trainers are there every morning like yourself. It would have been a very proud moment to take that walk through the tunnel and up into your working area.
Yeah, look, I've got great support heading into the race from a lot of people, and as you said, all the fellow trainers and staff here at Flemington are really pleased for everyone in our stable this morning. You know, it's a race where we're taking on global operations, and you know, we haven't got as many in numbers as what they have, and you know, it was great that one of the Australians won.
You take him on tomorrow, Mark Cavanagh. You've been through a hell of a lot in the last few years, but I reckon he would have been one of the first there.
No, he was thrilled. He was thrilled. It was... he jumped, Vow and Declare jumped from the same barrier as Shocking, and was a similar result, rolled forward and held on to win. So very pleased that we've got a Melbourne Cup just like Mark.
And how's the horse, Vow and Declare, this morning?
He's incredibly well, actually. It was not an overly grueling race. You know, they run reasonably slow time, and it's not that, yeah, that sort of time's not going to take much out of a horse like him. So no, he's bouncing this morning. He's had a pretty light spring. He's only run the three times, so I think we can give him a break now, and he'll go out in really good shape.
And do you seem I mean, you probably haven't had a lot of time to think about this, but what is the future for him now as a Melbourne Cup winner? I mean, you look at next year's race, but there's 12 months between, isn't there?
Yes, and he's not an easy horse to place, because I do think his best distance is 3,200. So he'd probably have a light autumn, maybe Australia Cup and Tancred in Sydney. And ultimately, we'd be trying to set things up that he can have a shot at the Melbourne Cup next year, albeit he's going to have to improve because, you know, he only won by head yesterday with 52 kilos, and next year he's probably gets 3 or 4 kilos more. So we'll hope he can get that improvement. I think he's still maturing and he can get better. But I think we'll aim everything towards having him run next year in the Cup again.
And I know you've been inundated by us, the media, this morning, but just a brief one on the Oaks tomorrow. You've got the favourite, Miami Bound. How is she going in for it?
She couldn't be better. She's had the exact preparation we wanted to give to make sure she was tough and hard and ready to go that 2,500 metres for the first time. And she's thrived on it. And she had a nice, strong race there on Saturday, and she came out of it improved by the run. So we're hopeful that she can be right in the finish for us again tomorrow.
Beautiful. Well done, Danny. Congratulations on winning the Melbourne Cup.
Thanks very much, Andrew.